Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
In the right place. It's live and local now on the eve of what could be a House vote on impeachment. It is an historic week. It is an impeachment week. We're going to get to it all. We're going to take you right to within 20 steps of the Oval Office because Stephen Grove joining us. He is special assistant to the president and deputy press secretary. He joins us. Stephen, good morning. Thanks so much for taking time out of a busy schedule to join us. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone in Las Vegas, and thanks for having me on.
And by the way, not just Las Vegas, but all across the state of Nevada and in the Coachella Valley of Southern California as well. We are the radio program of record for this entire area. Stephen, let me ask you, they are right now, even as we speak, marking up in the House Rules Committee the articles for impeachment, how it will play out tomorrow and maybe Thursday. Can you give us kind of a behind the scenes? What's the attitude of folks that you work with, not just in the communication shop, but throughout the West Wing? Is there nervousness, nervous anxiety? What?
No nervousness. I mean, if you haven't done anything wrong, there's nothing to be nervous about. This was very similar to, you know, the 2 years that the president had to operate while under the cloud of the Mueller investigation. He had the clarity of knowing that he had done nothing wrong. He had not conspired with Russia, despite all of the accusations of Democrats who have now just shipped those accusations over to conspiring with Ukraine. They're not very, they don't have a great imagination in the Democratic caucus, apparently. So, you know, when you have the clarity of knowing that you haven't done anything wrong, much less something that is a high crime or a misdemeanor, there's nothing to be nervous about. We look forward to being fully exonerated in the Senate and then continuing on to do things for the American people, including all the folks in Las Vegas and all the surrounding areas where your listeners are.
Let me just ask you, one of the things with all of this impeachment stuff swirling around the president, all kinds of lame accusations that have not been backed up, the American people somehow have figured this thing out, and right now impeachment is losing. Can you talk a little bit about the polls, about the American people? The Democrats had hoped that they would move the needle with the Mueller report and then the hearings. But it hasn't worked. What does that tell you about the American people?
It tells me that the Democrats in Congress consistently underestimate the intelligence of the American people. They think that if they continue to repeat a lie or an accusation over and over, that the American people will simply shrug and go, oh, well, I guess they've repeated it enough times, it must be true. They've consistently underestimated how much attention even your average American who's just out there living their lives and putting food on the table are paying attention to this. And then when Nancy Pelosi puts someone like Adam Schiff in charge of this proceeding, you know, the American people take notice. They know what due process is. They know what fairness is. And when they see the sham of this proceeding and the, you know, completely baseless accusations that have come out of it, they're not fooled. And you see the polls were starting to reflect that, especially in swing states like Nevada, but also across the Midwest. When you add New York and California, sure, you're going to get about a 50-50 split in the country. But in the states that matter for a 2020 election, you're seeing the polls upside down on support for impeachment.
Again, Stephen Grobes joining as special assistant to the president and deputy press secretary. We have to assume, and I'll simply ask you, do you assume that there will be a vote for impeachment either tomorrow or Thursday?
Sure. I mean, it's matching with Nancy Pelosi's timetable. You know, they need to get these votes done so they can all go home for the holidays. But it's really an indication of the sham, because they're not trying to seek the truth here. They're not trying to find the facts here. They needed to get this impeachment accusation out of their house and off of their plates before they went home for Christmas. So that's why they rushed so much. That's why their case is so shoddy. Despite the fact that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing, they had to rush in order to get together whatever so-called evidence that they were going to turn over to the Senate. And, you know, it was a slipshod, rushed process. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Their impeachment is completely baseless.
Let me ask you, with it being almost a given that there will be an impeachment vote tomorrow or Thursday and that the Democrats will prevail, now the question is, what happens in the U.S. Senate trial? Will there even be a trial? Will there be a summary judgment? And will they shut it down prematurely? What does the White House want? What does Mitch McConnell want? What does the, what do Republicans want in the Senate? What is your best guess as to what we will see come January?
Well, at the risk of doing anything speculative, you know, the White House consults with Leader McConnell, but the Senate trial is really his show. They will have to vote out procedures from the Senate, either with Chuck Schumer's agreement or not. I mean, Mitch McConnell can give Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats the same level of attention and deference that Republicans got in the House. In any event, the procedures will be much more solemn and serious. I think they'll take their duties as representatives of the people much more seriously in the Senate than they have done in the House. And the president wants a fair proceeding. He wants one where he has the due process that he deserves. And whether that is a quick trial where there is a dismissal or a lengthier trial where evidence is introduced and heard remains to be seen when Mr. McConnell has procedures voted out of the Senate.
Witnesses or no witnesses or a few witnesses? What do you think it's going to be?
Again, pure speculation on my part. The important thing is to note that I don't even know why we're having to talk about witnesses in the Senate. The House's obligation is to put together a record that is the basis of the accusation that they're making against the president, and then they're supposed to send that record over to the Senate for examination and a determination about whether to convict on high crimes and misdemeanors. So the fact that the House has wholly failed to put together, you know, any reliable evidence regarding any wrongdoing at all, it doesn't then, you know, burden the Senate to have to go ahead and make the case for them. So they're under no obligation in the Senate to call any additional witnesses. The House has completely and utterly failed to make a compelling case for impeachment. It's not up to the Senate to make it for them.
Again, Stephen Grobes joining a special assistant to the President of the United States and Deputy Press Secretary, his desk 20 steps from the Oval Office. He sees the President on a daily basis. Stephen, let me just ask you, the President is going to be in Battle Creek, Michigan tomorrow for a rally speech. Why Battle Creek, Michigan? Again, going back to the Rust Belt, or is there something specific that the President has in mind for tomorrow?
Well, the president's rallies are all over the country. I attend them regularly. Of course, they will go to states where, it doesn't he'll be rallying, especially in 2020, all over the country, including in states where there is no chance that the Republican ticket will win. You know, Michigan is a crucial state. It's an important state. It's an important state for his priorities in terms of bringing jobs back to the United States, bringing manufacturing back, and bringing auto manufacturing jobs back. So Michigan has always been an important state for the president, including back in 2016 and now in 2020. And I promise you, whatever venue they've chosen to do that rally in, it will be completely filled. Every seat will be filled, and there will be people outside.
I absolutely love the rally speeches, whether it's the hangar speeches with Air Force One right there in the backdrop, or whether it's major arena speeches where he puts 15, 20,000 people in with 20,000 outside waiting to get in. What will the message be tomorrow night, without getting out too far out on your skis? Any feel for what the message will be tomorrow? Well, it might be on the very day that the impeachment vote takes place.
It could be, depending on when the votes happen, and I think the rally will I think is an evening rally. The president's message is going to be the same as it always has been. You know, this impeachment, of course, is an absolute sham, but he's not allowing it to distract him from his campaign promises in 2016 for the issues that matter to the people that live in Michigan, and, you know, focusing on getting a trade agreement finalized with Canada and Mexico, and what jobs will bring to the people of Michigan and all around the country, lowering drug prices, and talking about the economy. I mean, the Dow has gone up 10,000 points since the president was inaugurated. It has reached record after record after record. It's at record highs. Unemployment is at record lows. He's got a great deal to talk about, and he'll talk about this impeachment sham, but really only to contrast the work that he is doing for the American people, and he continues to do for the American people, and by contrast, what Democrats are doing and what they're focused on, which is overturning the votes of the people of Michigan and the other 63 million votes that put him into office.
Stephen, let me ask you. I asked this question of the president when I had a chance to visit with him during the run-up to the 2018 midterms, and I'm going to ask you in a different sense. That you folks, whether it's Hogan Gidley or Stephanie Grisham or others in your shop, every day you walk in and there's a new mini crisis. There's a new, MSNBC breaking news, CNN breaking news. They all do the same thing, and you guys are there playing defense all the time. What is it like? And are there days when you feel a little under siege?
Well, it's we see the same, banners and things scrolling across the bottom of MSNBC and CNN, but it's just our job. You know, we are going to defend the president and his record, regardless of what liberal media says about him and lies about him and misrepresents about him. The good news is that their viewership is so far down in the toilet these days that I don't think that their messages are really getting through to the American people or the people of Battle Creek, Michigan, or the, people all over Michigan, or the people out in Nevada and California. So few people watch those things. So, I mean, we're going to defend the president and his record, but there's never really a time that we're sitting around, staring dead-eyed at each other like this is the end. This is what things are like when the media establishment has decided to attack this president at every turn, and did so even before he was inaugurated in January of 2017. So it's our jobs. We love it.
Stephen, in our final couple of minutes, this is a kind of a tongue-in-cheek question, but how badly damaged has the Republic been now that you're not doing daily press briefings from the room right outside your office? Has the Republic been damaged irreparably by Jim Acosta not being able to preen and argue with Stephanie or whoever might be on that podium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somehow the pillars of our democracy have remained strong regardless of that. And, it's something that we don't take, lightly. We believe that the American people should have access to the president, that press representatives should have access. And we don't really hear any complaints from the White House press pool. They've had more access to this president and will admit as much than they've had access to President Obama or past presidents before them. The president is regularly doing press briefings and taking questions inside the White House. And then when he walks out to Marine One, he always stops by and sometimes sits there and takes questions for 45 minutes. So, yes, we've taken away the ability for some members of the White House press corps, not all, but some, who have made those briefings untenable as a opportunity to give information to the American people. We'll find ways to get the information to the American people that needs to be made there without turning the press briefing room into a circus.
Final question. A lot of us are making our plans right now. We're getting ready to head off for the holidays. But what about people closest to the president, people like you? Are you going to be spending Christmas in Mar-a-Lago?
The president will be well-staffed at Mar-a-Lago, as he always is. You know, some staff rotate through because he's down there for an extended period of time over the Christmas holidays. And, of course, if anything arises where staff would need to come in, they can come in. I will be in Florida. I will be in the area for Christmas and New Year's, so I'll be nearby if my services are needed, but I assure you that he will be well-staffed during his time in Mar-a-Lago.
Stephen, make sure you get some rest over the holidays. I know it is a tireless job that you guys do. I admire what you do, and it's never-ending, and it's 7 days a week. Thank you so much for your service to this president, and we will talk with you again soon. Hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you, and please have me on as this impeachment proceeding proceeds, and I'll happy to give you all the updates.
That'll be great. Stephen, thank you. Stephen Gray Groves, President, Deputy Press Secretary, joining us from the West Wing. You just got to love it. I mean, and these people work 24/7. They're always on the clock. This is amazing. The West Wing... glamorized stuff. This was absolutely amazing. Stephen Groves, special assistant to the President of the United States. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is it's We use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875. Or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Here, Vegas Golden Knights hockey pregame begins tonight at 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Christmas in Las Vegas, decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while that angel strips.
You gotta love it. By the way, there is news, breaking news from Washington. A former Trump campaign official, Rick Gates, gets 45 days in jail after extensive cooperation with the Mueller probe. He pleaded guilty to lying and conspiracy against the U.S. We'll have more details on that coming up. Also, after the break, we're going to take you to Washington and let you hear live coverage of what's going on in the House markup, the House Rules Committee. Yeah, they're going to determine how much time is going to be spent and when the vote will occur on impeachment of the president. Hope you have a great Christmas season as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Rules Committee meeting at this hour to set procedural guidelines for tomorrow's expected debate over the impeachment of President Trump. Opening the meeting, Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern called impeachment unfortunate, but claimed that Trump's actions have prompted the rare action. Meanwhile, on the Senate side, the top Democrat there, Chuck Schumer, says Republicans are afraid that certain witnesses may be called if it reaches the Senate for an impeachment trial. Schumer defending his call to subpoena some current and former White House officials to testify.
The American people have a wisdom that seems to be lacking with some of my colleagues, that a trial without witnesses is not a trial. It's a rush to judgment. It's a sham trial.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says witnesses are not going to happen. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I'm gonna do my shopping. I don't care what I pay. I gonna get some presents to give on Christmas Day. I got a great big piggy bank. It's full up to the top. I know there's lots of pennies. I got them from my pop. Oh, dingle bells, Christmas trees soon will be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day. I'm glad it's very near. Oh, dingle
Mel
bells,
Blanc was one of the greatest talents of our time on so many levels. So much stuff that he's done. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Speaking of incredible, they are in the House Rules Committee right now, marking up the rules of engagement, I guess you could say, for tomorrow and Thursday. It is expected we will end up with a vote on the House floor for impeachment either tomorrow or Thursday. They are working at breakneck speed. Doug Collins from Georgia is the Judiciary Committee ranking member. He is speaking right now, and we'll go there live. Let's take you live to the House Rules Committee talking impeachment. Here it is.
You've seen it since the day that he was elected. You've seen it in this whole process working out. You saw it last year when my chairman ran for the job because he would be the best for impeachment. What was hanging out last year for impeachment? What became a Mueller report that didn't give them everything they wanted? And then we came into a call. This is a pattern. And look, I've said this to my chairman, who I respect. You've got the votes. You just voted. You got the votes. You didn't go explain it to the American people. Talk about afflicting an election. This is what we're looking at. But there are a few things here, though, that is interesting. As I said earlier on, time and clock are terrible masters. And I've heard it so many times from the chairman of this committee, the chairman of my committee, and others. We've got to do this because of the 2020 election. Well, put a candidate up that's worth voting for. How about that? Instead of going after a president who you're having trouble beating because of the things that have happened in our country with unemployment, with the economy going good, and everything else. That's what political primaries are for. Not this. When you look back, and I still never got an answer to my question I had just a few minutes ago about, have we now set a standard that if you run for president, you can do anything you want to overseas and not get investigated for it? Not got that question answered. But in response to also the chairman's question about requesting stuff, as the chairman knows, and also my chairman knows, because my chairman likes subpoenas. Or he likes to threaten them anyway. But the Secretary of Defense responded. He said it was open to negotiation for you. Secretary of State, part of the document dump was part of that. And the House Judiciary Committee, the dump that we did get from the Intelligence Committee, had OMB records from the Budget Committee in it. I mean, there are issues here that I have had problems with all year in this. And, you know, if you didn't receive a letter, as we have done in the past when we're in a majority under President Obama, and President Obama in Fast and Furious and other times, the thing that amazes me is that it seems like the majority this year all of a sudden discovered that the executive branch and the legislative branch don't play well together in the sandbox. This is not a shock for any of us who've been here under the Obama administration. We saw this happen over and over. I was on oversight my first 2 years here. My former legislative director is here. She's in the room. We pulled our hair out of this. This was at IRS. We had everything else, and we was constantly being stonewalled and stopped. Had to actually issue subpoenas, in which finally the courts did rule, and they'll think this is your problem. The courts ruled many years later that Attorney General Holder did violate, you know, not giving the information out, and that was actually done. But it was many years later. And again, your time and clock is a calendar is a terrible master, and you're having to do this because you promised it. You promised it. We're carrying through on a promise here. You know, the other thing is we talk about fairness here. That my friend said that, oh, this has been completely fair. Nobody's questioned the fact that our folks got to question a witness. Nobody's questioned that fact. They call. But what about the fact of the majority preventing witnesses under rules from using agency counsel, even under the auspices of an impeachment investigation? How about cutting off Republican questions and refusing to allow the third branch to even rule on claims of privilege when one was actually done? You actually withdrew from the lawsuit. So again, it's not a matter of time here. It's not a matter of facts. Again, when we go back to it, I can't not repeat this over and over again, because it comes up with Mr. Raskin, it's come up with the chairman, it'll come up again many other times. Put pressure on a world leader. This pressure is amazing to me, because the guy who was supposed to being pressured denied it ever happened. On multiple occasions, one of his own members of cabinet said, we never talked about conditionality. Yarmouk said, we never talked about conditionality of aid. The only times that they talk about this outside of presumption and hearsay, their main witness, Sondland, said it was presumption. Oh, that's what I presume. Because when he actually asked the president straight up, what do you want? He said, I want nothing. I just want him to do what he promised, and he ran on. That's all he did. So it's presumption and hearsay. And granted, this is not a court of law, because believe me, this would have been over a long time ago. We wouldn't have gotten to this place. The rules have allowed it to get to this place because majority rules in this place. But here's the problem. The pressure issue is sad because, again, to continue this line of thought after the president of the Ukraine has came out and denied it and denied it and denied it and denied it, you're either calling him a pathological liar, a world leader, or you're calling him, as was actually, he was actually called in our committee last week, a battered wife. He was actually called that, compared to a battered wife. How low have we sunk? This is the problem, because at the end of the day, And we can go into process files, we can go into everything else, but you know something, I don't say it's a mistake, but I took my own chairman at his word when I read about his comments from 20 years ago, when he said the Judiciary Committee should never take a report from a third party and actually not try to investigate it itself. Otherwise, we become a rubber stamp. Congratulations. Our Judiciary Committee became a rubber stamp. I hope we recover, because that's all we're doing right now. It's just rubber stamping what Adam Schiff did under his own rules, under his own time frame, under his own ways. Again, a man who has also been out for this president since day one and would not come and testify. That's the most amazing, shocking thing to me in this whole process. But when you understand where we're at here, I can understand why Mr. Raskin, who is eloquent in his discussion of Constitution and why we have an impeachment, let's just cut to the fact. You don't like the guy. You don't like the conversation. You don't like how he does business. Because at the end of the day, when you start talking about the pressure on a foreign power to do something for you personally, again, to even get to that remotely, you're having to change words in the transcript. Instead of do us a favor for our country, do us, you have to change it to me. You have to change
again,
the facts.
Doug Collins,
and the last time I checked,
ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, also a member of the Judiciary Committee, he is a rising star. He's testifying before the House Rules Committee to set up the debate for tomorrow and Thursday and a possible vote on impeachment.
Four facts. It will never change. And it goes straight to the heart of anything he said outside of abuse of power or anything else. There's no pressure. President Trump, President Zelensky. The transcript shows no conditionality of aid and an investigation. And the only one relied upon over 600 times in the Intelligence Committee report was Mr. Sondland, who, after he got past his perfect opening statement, when questioned, said, well, that's what I presumed it to be. And then when actually talked to the President of the United States, he was told, no, all I want him is to do his job, nothing else. And then when he actually said, I had a conversation with Mr. Yarmouk said there was nothing discussed of conditionality. So how do you put this much faith in Mr. Sondland when he has conditionally told stories that change? And all of the rest were hearsay. All of the rest were actually going off of other things. And even Colonel Vindman, who I respect as a soldier, actually said when the question was asked, is it okay to have this call? Said, yes, it's okay for a president can do that, to ask for a political investigation, because it happens. And he even said that. So the question comes back, the Ukrainians were not even aware their aid was withheld. And the Ukrainians didn't open an investigation to get the money.
Let me ask you, is this the first partisan impeachment inquiry in the nation's history?
Yes.
Has the president ever been impeached without votes from a minority party before?
I think there's some discussion about that with the Johnson impeachment from many years ago, but that was also when the Congress itself set him up with a law. So I think you have to say that was an impeachment. This is in a modern day era, this is a partisan impeachment.
In March of this year, Speaker Pelosi said impeachment must be, quote, compelling and overwhelmingly bipartisan. Only Democrats voted to authorize the impeachment inquiry. There's bipartisan opposition to the inquiry, and it appears there'll be bipartisan opposition to the articles. Ranking Member Collins, given all of that, do you believe the upcoming vote on H.R.S. 755 comports with the standards set by the Speaker herself?
No, it comes nowhere close.
Is your belief that the meeting an arbitrary deadline is more important to the Democratic majority than building a viable case if, in fact, there is cause for impeachment?
Their own words convict them of that.
The premise of these articles of impeachment rests on a pause placed on Ukrainian security assistance. A pause,
Tom,
by the way.
Tom Cole, a Republican
months,
from Oklahoma, member of the House Rules Committee, questioning
Democrats
Doug Collins from Georgia, another Republican, live from Capitol Hill.
Offered no factual evidence. Did Ukraine ever initiate investigations into the Bidens?
No.
Was the aid ultimately released?
Yes.
Do you believe the taxpayer dollars of the American people were well served by the pause?
They were. In fact, the president himself, not policymakers, not administrative officials in different offices, are not the ones who have final authority to decide if that is going to be. That's the president's call. It's the president's decision. And he made a call.
Is it unusual for aid to be paused on by chief executive?
No.
Did the Democratic majority subpoena all core witnesses with firsthand evidence on any potential quid pro quo with the Ukrainian controversy?
No.
Has anyone in the Trump administration been charged with or convicted of a crime under the current allegations related to the Ukraine?
No.
Let me continue. It's my understanding that the minority properly exercised its right under Clause 2J1 of Rule 11 to demand a minority hearing. Is that the case?
That is correct.
What day did you ask for that hearing?
We asked for it on the first day of our, when we convened in the Judiciary Committee.
I believe that was
Mr.
December 4th.
I don't remember the dates in front of me. It's
I
December
have it
4th.
Right in front of
Good.
Me, so I'll be happy to provide that. Has that hearing been scheduled?
There you have it. We'll get you more of the House Rules Committee. Right now, the Republicans having their say, Tom Cole from Oklahoma and Doug Collins from Georgia in a colloquy. Stick around. More to do. This is an historic week. It is an impeachment week. It's something you'll be telling your kids about and your grandkids about. You know, when you were listening to live coverage on Live and Local Now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor experience. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. a program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Jingle jangle. Jingle jangle.
Santa Claus with his red suit on. Dig that walk, that crazy talk.
I just love, I love the Christmas spirit. Tonight, by the way, and for those of you along our Nevada Talk Network, airtime 6:30 for the Golden Knights and the Minnesota Wild, or as they say in Minnesota, Minnesota. Minnesota. But anyway, I will be rinkside. I'm going to be about 10 rows up behind Marc-Andre Fleury. And yeah, I'm really excited. Really excited. I always love good. The energy in that building is incredible. I want to remind you that I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot-button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out. Go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the podcast. And you choose the show and the hour of the show, hour one, hour two, hour three, and it's all right there. You got to love it. You got to love it. Tell you what, let's do. Let's take you back to the House Rules Committee. History being made today as they are going to map out the road ahead for impeachment tomorrow and Thursday. The vote, final vote may come tomorrow. It may come on Thursday. It might come on Friday for all we know. But they're going to map all that out right now. Let's go to Tom Cole, Republican from Oklahoma, member of the Rules Committee. He is the ranking member, the highest ranking Republican, and he is speechifying right now. But let's join him live.
And Chairman Schiff's coordination with certain witnesses to conceal basic and relevant facts. On November 21st, he wrote Chairman Nadler asking that he obtain all documents and information from Chairman Schiff pursuant to House Resolution 660 and its accompanying procedures. On November 30th, the persistent Mr. Collins wrote Chairman Nadler asking for an expanded panel and a balanced composition of academic witnesses to opine on the subject matter at issue during the December 4th hearing. On December 2nd, he wrote Chairman Nadler asking for clarity on how he plans to conduct the impeachment inquiry, referencing five previous letters he had sent to questions that were never answered. And on December 3rd, he wrote Chairman Nadler reminding him of his recent letters requesting the Judiciary Committee provide the President due process with the Intelligence Committee, and Chairman Schiff did not. It's my understanding that Chairman Nadler never provided a response to any of these letters. To your knowledge, does Chairman Nadler generally not respond to letters from ranking minority members?
No, and I will concede that Mr. Collins, like the aforementioned John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, is a prolific letter writer. I don't know whether or not they engage in
Jamie Raskin is chairing this hearing, or actually the he's from Maryland. He is a Democrat, and he's answering a question from Tom Cole.
Okay, well, I just want to note for the record, when we sent a letter to my chairman, he did respond, and we appreciate that very much.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'm turning to you next.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, it's regular in my committee. We don't get a lot of answers.
And this was very true. We got one answer on our witness list. That was it. The other one was a discussion that I had when I asked for another witness, and it turned into an interesting conversation on, were you asking for 3-2, or we're asking for ratios, and all I was asking for was another witness, and told me it was too late and that he could add it. You know, it was just, that's the only reason I got. I appreciate the chairman's under a lot of pressure. That time and calendar do kill you.
I do too, and I recognize that, and that's true of all of us. But, you know, this committee does, in a sense, have a special responsibility to make sure the other committees, operate according to our rules and just common courtesy. Mr. Collins, articles of impeachment are based on a report written by the chairman Schiff and transmitted to the Judiciary Committee, correct?
That's correct.
Did that impeachment report rely on hearsay to support their insertions?
Yes.
What explanation does Chairman Schiff provide when asked why hearsay rather than firsthand testimony evidence was incorrectly presented as evidence?
Well, besides his own discussion of making up the phone call to start with, but also he's not really provided one because he didn't come testify in my committee.
Well, did you ask Chairman Nadler to invite Chairman Schiff to come testify?
I did.
Just to be clear, you were asked to vote on articles of impeachment against our commander-in-chief based on a report full of unsubstantiated allegations and hearsay, and you were not permitted to ask the author of the report any questions?
That is correct. All I got was a staff member.
I'd like to note for the record, Mr. Chairman, that Chairman Schiff refused discuss the report.
There you have it. The House Rules Committee moving on. This is going to be, this will probably be going on all day and maybe into the night. But when they do come out and they do vote this out, the rules package, it will dictate what happens tomorrow and what happens on Thursday. They expect the final vote on the floor of the United States House of Representatives, the vote on impeachment. They expect it to be coming down either tomorrow or Thursday. My guess, I know, it just drives you nuts, doesn't it? My guess is it will come down sooner rather than later because the Democrats are just, they're aching to get out of town, and they want this thing behind them because they know they're not winning the war. They're simply not winning the argument on impeachment. Impeachment in the latest polling is underwater. Then support it. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Michael Shouse from NPRI. That's Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll get to him. What does he think of what's going on in our nation's capital? We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local. Now.